Report today regarding the determination of table of fares in respect of Hackney carriages, which is paper B in the report. And Miss Witcham is going to be presenting that for us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. As in previous years, we do a review of the taxi fares, the table of fares, which applies to Hackney carriages. We carry that out in November, following the consultation with the taxi trade and putting the report together, we bring it to you today. Looking at the information, taking into account the way we calculate the taxi fares, which has been approved at previous licensing committee meetings, officers believe there is no need at this current time to increase the table of fares. All the information which leads us to that conclusion is contained within the report and its appendices. What we also ask is in future years for us not to bring the matter back to the licence committee if officers in consultation with the executive member believe the table of fares do not need to be increased. We feel that the calculation process is clear and transparent, and that enables us to give a decent view in relation to that. However, the decision to increase the table of fares is one that the committee can only make. I'm happy to take any questions on the report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Witchcombe. So I've got Councillor Howe, then Councillor Barrow, and Councillor Bacon.
Sorry, Kevin, just one quick question. I remember from many years ago that they were talking about allowing the taxi companies to set their own tariff. You know, was that right, that they can do that if they decide they want to do it? I remember they made a lot of fuss about the taxi fares, but they didn't want to put it up. Didn't want to set it themselves, because then they could always say, well, we didn't want to make it this price, but the council insisted we charge this amount of money. So is that a fact, still a fact, that...
Thank you, Councillor Howe. In short, yes, they could make that decision themselves. However, the council has taken a decision in the past to set the table of fares. I'm actually not aware of any local authorities in the country that do not set the table of fares. The last one was a small county, I believe, in Cornwall, which was then swallowed up within the amalgamation of the Cornwall councils into one unitary authority. Yes, there is a possibility if that was a decision this committee wanted to take. But at the moment, we set these fares, which are the maximum fares that they can charge. They can choose to charge a lower amount, but they mustn't exceed what we ask them to do.
Yeah, thank you. It was just a matter of, I remember that it was because they wanted to wanted the fares to go up, but they didn't want to be responsible for actually saying that they did it. Thank you.
Councillor Clark?
Last year you altered the meters on the taxis. That's 2015, was it 2016? So I was trying to find out, when did they last increase the fares? When did they change the meters because they increased the fares?
Thanks, Councillor Barry. Yeah, I believe that 29, where it says the meter change was last year, is actually incorrect. It was back in 2014, Mrs. Gregory's asking to. We can check that. I can look up on the computer while we're asking the questions. But what we did do, the last change to the tariff was to increase tariff one only. So the daytime tariff was increased by 5p a mile. The remainder of the tariffs were kept as they were.
So the last increase in fares on the island was in 2014?
Councillor Barry, I will check that now, or Mrs Gregory is going to check that to confirm that, but I believe it was 2000 and, well, we'll wait to see what time we come back, but I can confirm that in a short while.
Is that all, Councillor Barry?
Well, that's again.
To get your answer, yeah.
The reason I'm asking is it unreasonable? They haven't had an increase in 3 years or 4 years. They don't know what they're doing. But seriously, I'm not for paying tax to do it or anything, but.
Just querying it, yes.
There's no mention of when they were last increased. I think that's the important thing to know if you're going to make a decision on increasing the fares. If they had an increase last year, I'd be less inclined.
Thank you. There are a few representations received and there's some comments on those. I was looking at paragraph 22 and the comment that costs incurred in running a taxi have been taken into account in the review. But then cross-referencing that with paragraph 9, where it refers to the formula that's used. And I just wonder, because it refers to cost of running a vehicle per mile supplied by the AA, average salary. Those are national figures, I assume. Is there any effect, perhaps, by being on the island on those figures? Is it appropriate to use those figures? Is there an island factor that might affect what one takes into account as salary and indeed the cost of running a vehicle in this county rather than elsewhere? Thanks, Councillor Bacon. The additional insurance costs are calculated locally. We have an ability to understand, they supply us with their insurance costs and we work out the average cost and then we add that to the amount. And that's regular. We actually add additional amounts onto the AA costs and similar to additional running costs. In total, I think we add on an additional £1,800 to cover both the additional costs there. The salary cost is a local Isle of Wight cost, which we got from the National Statistics for the type of vehicles or the type of occupation they're running. So we try, where possible, to use local costs, however, to get a general idea of the cost of running the vehicle, we use the AA figures, which is based on national averages. Thank you. It's just a little unclear from the formula that where it talks about additional costs, etc., average salary, that those are taking account of the Isle of Wight. It might be useful to include that in the statement of the formula.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Bacon.
Any more questions from members? What's the clarification? No? Well, if we move on to the recommendation, which is option one, to make no changes to the existing table of fares, and option three is to allow officers to delegate the power on them if they don't believe there should be a raise in the fares, that they will just consult with the executive member rather than bringing the issue to the licensing committee.
Can I just ask, Chairman, that if that if we delegate the position to the executive member, whoever that executive member will be, does that mean that if the proprietors challenge the decisions, where does it go from there? Can they appeal back to a committee, or is that just set? Once we agree that the executive member can set the prices, or could
it? It's not setting the prices, Councillor Howard, it's just if there's no increase. There's to be no
increase.
Rather than having to convene a meeting today, they would have gone through this.
Yeah, I appreciate that, yeah. Chair. I'm just thinking that if the proprietors feel there should be an increase, mm-hmm. and the officers say there isn't, yeah. is there an appeal back to this committee, or is that a final decision?
Mr. Gard, are you able to help there, or Mr. Mitchell?
My only comment on that is strictly in relation to the legal procedure, which provides that when you specify a table of fares, you have a period within which representations can be made by taxi proprietors. And if representations are made, the local authority has an obligation to take those into consideration. in setting the fares?
No. Well, yeah, that's fine. But where is the, if they object to the decision, where do they appeal to? Do they appeal back to the executive member, or do they appeal to a licensing committee?
I think probably what is worth looking at is whether, as a committee, you agree with the formula that we're using. And if you're happy with the formula, if we are applying that, and it doesn't come out that there's any proposed changes, then that would be the decision that you lay with the officer and the exec member. But obviously, if we're still applying the formula and it does require a change, then it comes back to committee. So I think the answer is, if you're happy with the formula, staying the same, and what that the outcome of that is. So that takes into account all of the costs which are in here, the fuel costs, the insurance costs, the wage cost, all of those things, which if you're happy with that formula to be applied, then it's just a formality whether you want it to come back if there is no change.
No, I'm happy, but I'm just thinking that if the operator of the operators as a group say, well, we think there should be a change, does it then, is the appeal back to the executive member who then justifies his decision along with the officer, or does it then go on to full council, or does it come back to a committee of some description?
I think, well, there's no appeal mechanism. It's not like the granting of a licence or anything like that. So there's no appeal mechanism. I would presume, and maybe Ben, you can correct me on that, if the operators have an issue with the decision, then they can write through the council's complaints procedure to complain about that, and then it can be a decision whether that then needs to be taken
Well, before, Chair, we had a meeting where all the representatives of the proprietors came in to the full committee and put their case forward to the full committee on an increase. They wanted it increased, and it was recommended there wasn't one. And there was a meeting between the proprietors and the committee. They tried to put their case forward to the committee to try and get it changed.
If I just help one second, I've got Councillor Barry waiting on there, Councillor Bacon. There's no public consultation, but we'll still be writing to the proprietors each time it's reviewed.
Part of the review process is to consult with the trade, not the public, to get their opinions and to feed that information back to us, which would then determine their views on what should happen. And we'll also take into account the calculation process, which has been in place now for over 8 or 9 years, which leads us to the conclusion where we are today, which takes into account items such as insurance, salaries, cost of running a vehicle used by the AA, and those things which allows us to arrive at a reasonable figure. What we have to take into account, there will be elements of the trade who will want an increase, there will be elements of the trade who will want a decrease, and there will be elements of the trade who wants to maintain the status quo. This officer's job is to evaluate that. We use the calculation process to give us the baseline figures for us to enable us to arrive at a figure. In the last few years, we've brought the figures back to committee based on that calculation process, which you agreed a number of years ago, and all we were trying to do was to take the necessity to come back with a decision not to proceed with the increase in the fares to the committee when the calculation process basically makes that decision for us. Can I just answer Councillor Barry's question? We increased tariff 1 only in March 2013.
Yeah, Mr. Barr, we've got some helpful clarification.
No, thank you. Coming on from the question that you asked there, Councillor Howe, there is no direct appeal to the setting of taxi tariffs. Now, that applies whether this committee sets that or whether the licensing authority themselves sets it without reverting it to committee. And what you have behind that, then, is that the mechanism by which that challenge is a judicial review. And that can come on, I suppose, one of two limbs, the first being that the formula used is incorrect, but you have an open and transparent formula that's used to calculate those taxi fares, or the second limb being that that formula was applied incorrectly in whichever year that it's in. But that is the route, and irrespective of the decision-making body, there is no direct route of appeal. It would be a judicial review. That's the legal mechanism.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Barry.
Effectively, option three, and I'm going to support option three, not only does it work in the committee, it also does it work with the chairman of the licensing committee having an input into this. Only the trade of dangerous ground when you start saying to delegate it to the executive member and so you have a little chat with the officers and then. That's it, that's the way that we've done. I don't agree with that. As regards to the changes to existing fares, the single thing since 2013, it's only been there a long time, but looking at all the evidence, they're not that far out in line with the others. So sometimes they must have been a lot more expensive than others are, because the Isle of Wight Council, the Isle of Wight tax and fares aren't the only ones hasn't had a rise since 2013. Others must have been getting rises because there's not that much. You go through the term, one of them's only 3p difference, 3p deal still. So I'll go along with option one, but I'm definitely against option three. I'm not sure we're coming here on a way. Monday afternoon, we decide that rather than leave it to God knows who.
Thank you.
Councillor Bacon.
What I was actually going to say has just been said by Mr. Gard, because I remember the question coming up a few years ago and there being no appeal route, but there is a judicial review option. I'm just wondering, in light of what Councillor Barry says in relation to option three, obviously I assume this committee would at the very least wish to know about any decision or non-decision, as it were, in relation to fares. So I just wonder if it would be appropriate to make option three a little more palatable, to say that that decision should be reported to this committee, so the committee can query it. Say if we're talking about passage of time, if we get the same thing happening again next year, I think there might be a bigger question about the fares haven't gone up for so long, how is the taxi trade coping? So could I suggest an amendment to say that's such decision to be reported to the licensing committee.
Add on to the end.
Yeah, just so that there's knowledge of it on this committee so that they can query it if they wish to.
So, a consultation with the executive member, leave the table fares needs to increase, and such decision will be reported to the licensing committee.
Chairman,
yes.
On that particular note, by bringing it back to the committee for knowledge, we are still doing the same amount of work.
I don't think Councillor Bacon meant a meeting. I think he referred to maybe an email going out to.
Okay.
Yeah, not a full meeting. Is that correct, Councillor Bacon?
Indeed, I just think it'd be useful to have, even if it's a one-line email saying this, the executive members take the view that the taxi fares do not need to rise. This is for information to the committee.
Councillor Barry?
Really, if you stick the stage this council's in, it'd be a completely different council, I expect, after that. And we're making what is a pretty big alteration. So over the years, this committee has always done it the way we're doing it today. Why change it now? Why not leave it to the next administration? I think it's too close. And I don't know if you're doing away with the chair of licensing function and the committee.
Thank you.
I think that must be a meeting that's going to be held sometime. Or do you envisage poor old officers won't have to be anymore? Or?
I think you've got a valid point there, Councillor Barry.
I'm sorry for you. Yeah.
Councillor Pitcher, you want to come in there?
I'm waiting for the microphone, allows me, Chairman, thank you. I would just like to actually second what Councillor Barry has just said. The business of this meeting is not very long, and maybe we could look at timetabling it some differently so that we have more business on the agenda. But I think this is an important issue that does need to come back before this committee, so I don't think I could support option three.
Would members like to vote on these two separately then? Or Councillor Hogarth?
Yeah, will this committee have the power, when we review this, presumably, will we have the power to overturn that decision that's been made by officers?
No. So we wasted our time.
I mean, ultimately, it's your decision, and I think, yeah, it's just an option which has been put there by officers to be to consider.
It is, of course, open to this committee or somebody on this committee to make a proposal to only move forward with option one. You do have that.
I'm
as
all
a,
in favour. Sorry, we've finished.
An option. So essentially, the motion to be voted on is to be moved from the floor. So if you were someone, you could only move to option one and don't even pull forward
we
option
just
three.
Have you missed it?
Yeah. So speaking to you.
So we have a proposal now to vote on option one. All those in favour?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Thank you. Thank you. There are no other proposals on the table, so this meeting is now over, and thank you very much.